A winter storm blanketed parts of the Carolinas and Virginia with snow late yesterday, and over 12 million people were under some form of winter weather alert, including in the Charlotte and Raleigh areas. Snow even fell in the mountainous areas of northern Georgia. Most were covered in a blanket of snow by the time the sun had set. Meanwhile, if you're wondering what happened to winter in the rest of the country, you're not alone. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the first 2 months of winter, December and January, were the warmest on record across the U.S. Is there any winter in the forecast as we creep toward March? In-depth weather talk with Doyle Rice, weather reporter at USA Today. Doyle, explain what's going on.
It's been one of those winters where the cold air has just stayed up in Canada and stayed up in the Arctic, which is, for most of us, where we like it to stay. For the people who don't like snow and cold, it's for dozens of cities east of the Mississippi, it's one of their warmest winters on record. And that's something that's been quite unusual for this winter, as how mild that it's stayed for so long.
Is it easy to say, well, there you go, more proof of global warming, or it's not that simple?
Not really that simple. This year has been it's been kind of an aberration. And don't worry, there'll be winters to come where we'll get plenty of snow and cold. It just hasn't happened this winter. Although the folks in North Carolina are seeing a bit of snow, so it's not completely out of the woods yet.
All right. So I was reading your story, kind of hoping that I could embrace a new weather phrase that would make me sound smart about the weather, and I think you provided it. What is this Arctic oscillation that you weaved into the story?
That's yet another large-scale climate pattern, and it involves areas of high and low pressure over the Arctic and over the northern parts of the oceans up there. And this particular winter, it's been extremely positive. It's been a positive Arctic oscillation, and that has been yet another factor in how we've had such little amount of cold air down here. The strong Arctic oscillation puts the jet stream in a more orderly straight line. Kind of it goes west to east across the north, and it doesn't allow these intrusions of cold air down here into the U.S.
And sometimes it just sort of intervenes somehow and then just sends that cold air down, the way the jet stream bangs into the polar vortex, I guess.
Yeah, the jet stream can sometimes undulate, and that's when we get these intrusions of Arctic cold down here into the U.S. And as I said, it's been a very strong west to east jet stream across the country, across the northern part of the country, and it just has not allowed these intrusions of cold air from the polar vortex to make their way down here into the U.S.
We're speaking with Doyle Rice, weather reporter at USA Today. His piece is called "What Happened to Winter and Where's the Polar Vortex?" So it struck me as odd, I guess, the polar vortex is so strong that we're not getting the cold weather.
Yeah, that's a little counterintuitive. When you hear a strong polar vortex, you think maybe that means it's going to be cold down here. But actually, the strong polar vortex means it's staying up there in the Arctic where it belongs. It's when it's weak is when it starts to undulate, and kind of some of that cold air can spill down over the U.S. So if you want a mild winter, ask for a strong polar vortex.
So does that mean then that if the polar vortex is strong and that cold weather is staying near, the polar region, does that mean it's extremely cold in Canada or unusually cold in Canada or other parts, Greenland, what else is up there, maybe Alaska or parts of Russia?
Yeah, Alaska's actually had a pretty cold, while the lower 48 have had pretty mild winter, parts of Alaska have been extremely cold this winter. And of course, Canada, you're not going to get mild winters in Canada pretty much ever. So for them, it's just been yet another cold winter. And there are some signs that we might finally get a little bit of prolonged cold snap by the end of February into the beginning of March across much of the United States. And of course, a cold snap at the end of February and early March doesn't mean necessarily brutally cold, but it's winter's isn't quite done yet. There's still at least another couple weeks where we have to worry about some cold temperatures.
So if the polar vortex is strong, the Arctic oscillation is in normal working order, what happens to make the jet stream or the oscillation change? What are those factors? With, trying to avoid getting too deep into weather technology.
Yeah, it can get pretty complicated up there. Just when the pressure, the various high and low pressure systems up there, when they don't interact very well with the jet stream, it can cause it to stay pretty steady east to west, and it does not allow it to bring these cold air intrusions into the U.S.
Thanks, Doyle. Doyle Rice, weather reporter at USA Today.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.